nearly 2 weeks ago, we woke up and saw a larger leak on the road, and they came and fixed the larger leak, but they've left this leak running, and that was on the 1st of August, so nearly 2 weeks ago now, and it's been constantly running. It's quite frustrating, really, because we're doing our very best to conserve water, letting the plants die where they're not important ones, and seeing water constantly leaking at the same time, just the other side of the fence, is quite frustrating.
And it makes no sense to fix a leak 3 or 4 metres away from another one that's ongoing and just leave that leak going at a time when conservation of water is so important. We don't understand why, and we've had no communication from them, and there doesn't seem to be any intention to come back and do anything about it at any time soon. All the while, it's just wasting water constantly.
How does it make you feel knowing about all the water issues that we had in Chorlock recently? I mean, they were without water for over 5 days, and yeah, then there's just water spewing out of the
road. Well, that makes me cross, because I felt terribly guilty for them. Well, I felt terribly bad on their behalf. They didn't have water. I refused the kids' request to fill up the paddling pool or anything like that, because I just couldn't bring myself to, when I knew that people in the next village didn't have enough water. And I really do believe in the importance of conserving water, and I think we should all be using less water wherever we can in general. But I also think the water company needs to do their part and upgrade the system while they can before it's then a crisis.
They don't seem to want to take responsibility for the issues, and I mean, we're just lucky that we didn't lose our water like they did in Chorlock, but when we're all taking responsibility and taking it seriously, and the water company doesn't appear to be, while sending out emails telling us how important it is to conserve water, it's pretty galling watching a leak right outside your window constantly going for 2 weeks.
And how does it make you feel as well, knowing they're bringing in a hose pipe ban?
I hope that the reason they're refusing to fix this is that they're fixing bigger leaks elsewhere. I would still argue that this leak wouldn't have happened if they'd invested when they knew there was a problem, which they obviously haven't done. So I hope that's why this one has been going on for so long. But if that's not the case, then I'd be extremely angry. Now I'm just annoyed and cross that they haven't fixed it while they could.
Yeah. And we know the weather's been extreme, and it's been an extreme dry period. And if a hose pipe ban is necessary, then it's necessary. But
yes,
there's no excuse to constantly lose water where they could invest properly and do something about it. Mm.
Yes, I don't mind having a hose pipe ban. I think in weather like this, it's to be expected. So, as I said, I'm all for water conservation, but it's just getting them to take their responsibility seriously as well.